Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the My Dead Epiphany audio show. This is our March episode, so happy spring. And this week I just really wanted to talk to you all about some practical ways to save money during inflation. This is something that's really top of mind for a lot of people right now because prices have gone up on literally everything and they're kind of just staying that way. So it's not just a one-time thing, a once-a-month thing. We're all having to face the challenge of trying to budget and plan our finances when prices are so high and inflated. So I thought I would just talk about a couple of things that we can all do to kind of shift how we're managing our household's finances. You may be doing some of these things, but if you aren't, I definitely would recommend that you consider trying a few of these things. So first, I think one of the things that we should do if you're looking to be really strategic and save money during inflation is to really understand the rate of inflation that we're in right now and which specific costs have gone up in order to create kind of your strategy, your plan, and figure out where you need to save. So step one is really awareness. So I just pulled some numbers from a few sources about the current inflation rates over the past few years. So in 2021, I think is when this really started after the COVID pandemic, it was annual inflation rate was 7%. In 2022, it was rounded out at about 6.5%, and this year, 6%. So in other words, yeah, things are really expensive. And I did also pull some information about specific costs that have been, I think everything has been affected by inflation, to be honest. But I think it's important to narrow down like which specific costs should we be really trying to monitor and work on. And one of those is no surprise, food. Food at home actually has gone up more than food away from home, like restaurants. Even though dining out and restaurant purchases have always been expensive, restaurants have increased by 8.3%, groceries 11.8% in 12 months. Also, let's see, electricity has gone up by 14.3%, natural gas by 19%, new vehicles by 5.9%, shelter housing has gone up by 7.5%, medical care services 4.1%, and transportation services 14.6%. So so those are just the real raw numbers, just to kind of get your idea, mind thinking about certain specific areas of your finances where you might have been hit the most and which areas that you can target. So now that we understand the situation and which types of costs have gone up and by how much, I think the next thing that I would really recommend, if you haven't already, is to start to reframe how you're looking at your expenses. And for this, I highly recommend using a budgeting app. Now, I'm totally for a written budget and writing things down. And you guys know I have a lot of printables and I love using that stuff. I'm in the season right now in my life where my husband and I are using a budgeting app. So I wanted to be really transparent about that. And I really love it because it helps us be able to see really clearly where our money's going and be able to pull data on our expenses and our spending habits, because we have to really analyze what's going on. And sometimes we get so caught up in life and we're moving so fast that we don't have time to actually look back and see how much did I spend on this. And then when we were doing a written budget at this time in our life, we're just been so busy that a lot of times we found that our expenses were just, it was a hard time to catch up with them and to be able to calculate everything and sit down together. Versus using a budgeting app, it's calculating itself automatically and it's giving you that data. It's categorizing your expenses so that way you can start to make changes and see what's happening more in real time. And an example of this is, for us, groceries have just gone up so much. I have a post on the blog like from years ago about how we were able to spend $300 a month. Like, that's unthinkable right now in today's day and age. But with our budgeting app that we use, I noticed that we were spending so much on groceries, and I was able to really just take a step back and figure out some strategies and some ways to help us manage those costs. Versus when we were doing a written budget, I realized we had a grocery budget, we thought we were spending XYZ, and then we would spend that, and we were like, okay, we'd mark that down, but then we would go back to the store and get extra stuff or other things, and then we wouldn't always go back and track that honestly. So I think that if you're going to use a written budget, go for it, but you have to be very, you have to have the time and be honest with yourself and go back and check in with yourself multiple times per week and be very, very accurate with how you're recording things. But at this time, I am unfamiliar with what to expect from my expenses because costs are so high and it's so different for me than it was in previous years. So all that is to say, I highly recommend a budgeting app. We use Simplify by Quicken and I love it. It's really great if you want to see all your stuff in one place, if you want to just track things simultaneously. What I love about Simplify is that they have like a spending plan section and we can set our targets and then it's like a progress bar. So let's say I want to spend like $200 a month on gas. Then every time we go to a gas station, it categorizes that transaction and it shows us how much we've spent with a little progress bar and how much we have left. So we can really manage things in real time. Also, you can create watch lists if you want to watch certain transactions at certain retailers. You know, for me, I'm trying to watch Amazon purchases. And it also takes all your other spending, too, and categorizes it and helps you determine what your cash flow is. I mean, it's just really great. I'm going to probably do a review on Simplify. It is a couple dollars a month. They do have a free trial, though. But, yeah, you don't have to use it, but just for me, it's totally worth a couple dollars. Like if I'm able to save hundreds of dollars or uncover certain areas of my spending habits that I haven't seen before. So it's really helped us and I really like it. So I will put a link underneath this if you want to check it out, or you know, if you want to do something free, there's always mint.com and Personal Capital. The thing is just to find what works for you and to make sure that you're really looking at your spending, because if you haven't updated your budget, if you haven't updated your spending plan, I mean, you could be way off and that could be really affecting you if you're just going with this and certain things like we have to spend money on and it just costs more. So it's so important to really, really just refocus, reset, and see exactly where your money's going. The easiest way to do this in real time is with a budgeting app. So that's another tip I want you to consider. The next thing that I want to talk about was really looking at your costs and seeing what you really need versus what you want. Because again, I find it interesting that as a writer, a lot of my clients like want me to come up with content on like how to save money during inflation. And I know I'm recording this for you all now, but to be honest, it's like it's really no secret, top secret way or strategy to save money. There's nothing new that we haven't been talking about for years. So that said, now that we're in this situation, I think it's definitely worth it to go back and see and revisit those saving strategies and see if you're willing to do anything differently. And what applies to your life personally? Because I could tell you to, you know, go change homes and downsize or live in an RV. Maybe that'll be cheaper. But it's like, do you really want to do that? Can you really do that realistically? Only you can decide what saving strategy works for you. But one of the easiest things that you can start doing is really looking at those costs that wants versus needs and trying to see how you can save money in those areas and seeing what's worth it for you, what's not. Do you need a gym membership? Do you need to pay for certain expenses that you have? Could you really stick to a plan where you're dining out maybe once a week or, you know, kind of limiting those trips to the store? What are the stores that you typically frequent where you make unplanned purchases? All these things we need to really consider if we want to be proactive about saving money. Also, I know that car insurance and things like that are also going up. I feel like everyone's just raising prices because they just, I guess they feel they have to, or I think I heard car insurance prices are going up because the medical prices are going up and the materials to fix cars, you know, if you were to file a claim. But this doesn't mean that you still can't go and shop around and talk to different insurance companies and ask them if they have discounts. You know, my husband likes to do this. He asks if there's discounts or ways for us to save. You might even have to talk to an insurance agent who knows the industry and who can really help you lower your premiums. Another tip specifically for car insurance would be to check out Insurify.com. These are one of my clients, actually, so I'm partial, but I started working with them, and it's just a really, it's a great free site with lots of content, and we talk about home insurance, car insurance, and it's not just general tips, because they, I don't know how they do it, but they have their own data on every state. So whatever state you're in, so if you're like, I live in Texas and I want to know the cheapest car insurance, or I want to know this about this, you can literally go on their site and you could find that information. And you could find prices updated for the new year. So you may uncover certain insurers that you didn't even know about. Because we talk about the main insurers, like the popular ones, like State Farm, Allstate. But then we also talk about insurers that are new to me. So it's a great way to kind of find other companies that offer discounts and that still can give you that service that you're paying for. So I think that it just comes down to really taking some time to dig, to research, to reevaluate what you're spending money on. I would say to set a date and a time on your calendar to do this, because if you're like me, you procrastinate and you may be like, that's a great idea, I would love to do that, but then you just never do it. Set a Saturday and give yourself an hour, list out what expenses you want to attack, what you want to research, what you want to shop around for, and give yourself that time to block out maybe an hour. And then pick something fun to do afterward as a reward for just taking the time to proactively search for ways to save. All right, I only got two more tips. I know we have to talk about groceries, because that's what's hitting everyone right now. And I think even if you can just do this one grocery tip, I think you can save a lot of money and you can see actual the savings. So one thing I would say to do is to limit the actual stores that you're shopping at, and learn those stores and become experts at them. Choose 2 to 3 quality places that you're getting groceries at that should be discount stores, or stores that have lots of discounts. So for example, we used to do a lot of our shopping at like Walmart and a variety of places when we lived in Illinois. Now that we're in Tennessee, we typically do Kroger, Publix, and maybe Aldi and Walmart. So Kroger and Publix are new to us, and they're not specifically discount stores, but they have great apps. They have, Publix has tons of BOGO offers. You literally just download the app and you can clip coupons and, you know, save, and they have free stuff even in the store you can get on the app. Kroger has a lot of discounts if you just sign up with your phone number. So really, like, picking 2 or 3 stores that have really good discounts, offers on meat and produce and sales, and not overwhelming yourself, but becoming experts on those stores, finding out when their sales cycle is. So you may have to change your shopping date to earlier in the week to get things on sale versus at the end of the week when they're gone. I've seen a lot of sales at Publix and on things, and they're just gone by Friday. So just knowing, like, when does the truck come in with new supplies, things like that. Or, you know, if you have Aldi by you, sticking to a discount store like Aldi. But regardless, I would pick 2 to 3 stores, not to overwhelm yourself. And that way you can price shop. Because Aldi has historically been a nice discount store. But personally, when I'm comparing, some things at Aldi are not the cheapest. Like eggs at Aldi are not the cheapest in our area. So that's something that's good to know. But I wouldn't put a ton of energy into it. I would just learn those 2 to 3 stores that you think are going to be really good for you and your family. And then I'd also work in some of those free apps that I talk about on the blog, like Fetch Rewards and Ibotta, and try to earn cash back really easily for purchases that you're making every day. And Shopkick, like, this stuff takes like literally like 2 to 3 minutes to use. Like, it's literally not that much time. I don't know why people don't do it, because everyone's buying groceries and it's just a way to get, you know, free money back. But I think that we spend a lot of time in other places. So it's very easy for someone to scroll on Facebook or Instagram for like 20 minutes. But then it's like, if you say, well, you know, if you use this app and spend 5 minutes on it, you could save a couple dollars. So definitely try to redirect your time and energy to some of these savings apps that I'll link below as well. And then my final tip is to consider making sure you're using a high yield savings account. You know, make sure you're earning money on your savings, and that's one of the best ways to kind of really combat inflation, is to earn more money after you've saved everything you could. Try to earn more money with a side hustle, or seeing if there's room in your job to get a promotion or earn more money. And then when you're savings, when you're saving money, try to use a high yield savings account. I use Capital One. I just opened a performance savings account, which is like 4%, and it's really awesome. I just earned $18 in interest after 1 month. I put some of my emergency savings in there, and I think that's pretty amazing. And more people should know about that. So definitely look around and see where you can put a high yield savings, where you can start using high yield savings. And don't worry about all this bank stuff that's been going on in the news. I know it's kind of scary with the Silicon Valley and stuff, but banks are insured up to $250,000. So there's really nothing to worry about. If you have more than that, then you may want to consider putting your money in different banks. But otherwise, it's still very safe, and you're going to miss out on interest if you're not using a high yield savings account. So I hope those things kind of helped. If you have any other questions or comments, or if you want to share something that you're doing with me that has helped you with your budget during this time, like, totally reach out and let me know. But I hope this was helpful, and I hope you have a great rest of your week. And if you're able to try some of these things, definitely let me know. All right, take care.